You are now by the wrought iron gates in the south choir aisle, number 6 on the plan. Keep to the left section of the gates as you face them, as they are near the top of the steps. These gates may have been part of a wrought iron screen around the shrine of St. Swithin, and are nearly as old as the cathedral itself. You can feel how scrolls radiate out from the uprights which form the panels. No rivets are used to hold the design together, only welding and collaring, as you can feel. Proceed carefully to find the rather low wooden handrail on the other side of the gates. It's on the left. Go down the 13 wide steps to the south transept using the handrail. At the bottom, follow the bottom step around to the right and find a medieval wooden bench with arms. It will be on your left and is known as the monk's bench. Sit on this to listen to the final section. Switch off now and switch on again when you are seated in the transept.
The transept where you're now seated is the other arm of the cross. You can hear that it's high, and therefore its acoustics contrast with the lower aisle you've just left. Like the north transept, the Norman architecture still remains here, but the east side has been filled in with screens to form two chapels. In the centre of the transept is the lavishly decorated 19th century monument of Bishop Wilberforce. As you sit here on this medieval bench, listening to the closing music, you might like to reflect that you are part of a long continuing line of worshippers, pilgrims and visitors who have come to marvel at this building and praise God.
For over 500 years, this cathedral was the home of a community of Benedictine monks. So here's a lovely prayer written by St. Benedict, their founder, who lived 1,500 years ago. Gracious and holy Father, give us wisdom to perceive thee, intelligence to understand thee, diligence to seek thee, patience to wait for thee, eyes to behold thee, a heart to meditate upon thee, and a life to proclaim thee, through the power of the Spirit of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
You are now at the end of the tour. This guide has been researched, scripted and recorded by Dog Rose Sound of Ludlow and produced for the Dean and Chapter of Winchester Cathedral by Cathedrals Through Touch and Hearing in cooperation with staff and volunteers of Winchester Cathedral. We hope that you've enjoyed your tour and will come back again to visit this magnificent and ancient building. The closing music, played on the organ, is Now Thank We All Our God, by the early 20th century German composer Siegfried Karg Ellert.